Well, hello, and thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration Line. This is Brother Jeff, and I'm hoping to encourage you from the Word of God. Looking here in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 42. It says here, now this is an exciting time of the birth of the church. The apostles have been beaten and commanded to cease preaching. But the effect on the apostles was when they departed, in verse 41, it says, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And this ministry of apostles continued in spite of opposition. And in verse 42 is the verse I want us to hone in on. It said, and daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Daily, that's every day, in the temple, that's the Jews' place of worship, and in every house. So in, can I say, everywhere they went, focused on the temple first, but everywhere they went, they didn't listen to the magistrates. They didn't listen to the council. They ceased not. They just taught and preached about Jesus. And I love that what they preached was truth. They preached the truth about Jesus. I'd just like to give us a few things here out of this Acts 5:42. Have a list here of 10 duties. Or can I say 10 daily duties as a Christian that we need to perform? Daily duties. It says here, daily, they were in the temple and in every house. They ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. If you have a pencil, maybe you ought to write these down. I'm going to give you the outline of these. Or you can call back some other time and write it down. You don't have to call this just once a day. You can call it as much as you want, enter the day of the month in, and you can get the same one until it's changed. They stay on for about a month. Okay, this here says 10 daily duties of Christians. Acts 5:42 is our theme verse. I think the first daily duty that a Christian should perform would be prayer. You know, prayer is communication with God. Prayer is fellowship with God. Matthew 6:11 and Luke 11:3 would be the verses there. It says of the Christian, when he prays, he would go into his closet, he would shut the door, pray to his Father in secret, and his Father who seeth in secret will reward him openly. The Bible says you and I have not because we ask not. It also tells us when we pray to be not like the hypocrites. They love to pray for performance, to be seen of men. Nothing wrong with praying in church or praying out loud. Your motives have to be right and your life has to be right. But a Christian is going to pray. Prayer is a language of poor people, needy people. Rich people don't ask for things. Poor, needy people do. Second thing is take up the daily cross. Take up our cross, Luke 9:23 says a lot about this. You know, it's a cross of self-denial, a cross of suffering, a cross of identity with Christ. A cross means death. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The next thing it says is, in Acts chapter 2, they were all in one place and in one accord. Acts 2:46. We need to continue in one accord. The Church of Christ should be in harmony and in one accord with each other. Fourth thing, says they cease not to teach and to preach. Teaching. Jesus said, you go preach the gospel and teach them to observe all things that I've commanded. Our scripture reference would be Matthew 26 and 55 and Luke 19 and 47. The fifth thing would be to win souls. Acts 2:47 and Acts 16:5. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that wins souls is wise. Preaching the gospel to the lost, convincing the ungodly to turn and repent, bringing men to Christ. God added to the church daily such as should be saved. Acts 5:42, they preached Jesus. I'm telling you, I don't know what you're preaching. I don't know what you heard preached on Sunday or Wednesday or Thursday at your churches, but I'm telling you, if it doesn't say Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus, the reason for holiness, Jesus, the reason for our obedience, Jesus Christ is the hub of everything we do. He is the centrality of everything. We must win him. We must win men to him. We must preach Jesus Christ, his holy example, his sinless life, his selfless acts, his giving himself, his miracle power, his rising from the dead, his sending of the Holy Ghost, his soon return, his judgment against and his justice, and his revenge against all evil. He will be the victor, and he is the victor. Number seven, daily searching the Scriptures. Acts 17:11. We should be searching the Scriptures. The Bereans, it says, were more noble because they searched the Scriptures to see if what was being preached was true. And we need to search the Scriptures, for in them we have eternal life. You young men are strong because the Word of God abides in you. Jesus said, you do err, for you know not the Scriptures. The Word of God. Search the Scriptures. Number eight would be to discuss the Scriptures. Acts 19:9. Daily talking and listening and discussing what we've read and seen and heard and sounding these things off of each other and fellowshipping around the Word, discussing the Word of God. This should be daily life for a child of God. Number nine, we as the children of God have been called ambassadors of Christ. And we, number nine, would be carry responsibility. 2 Corinthians 11:28. We need to carry the responsibility of ministry of the Word of God to this lost and this dying world. There is a reason for our message. There is a reason to go and preach this gospel. We have got to remember that the Church of Jesus Christ exists because there's a Savior that died and rose again, and his life is in us. When Paul, there in 2 Corinthians 11, rehearsed so many things that he's been through, the perils that he had been through, he said there at the conclusion of that little speech in 2 Corinthians 11:28. Said, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. So I want you to know today that something that is very, very pertinent for the Christian. We carry a responsibility to be the faithful brother in the church, the sister in the church, a leader in the church. And it's our duty to do such. And the last, number 10, is exhorting one another daily. The Bible tells us to exhort one another daily. Hebrews 3:13. Exhorting one another daily as we see the day approaching. The Bible says we We are to exhort one another daily, lest we be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. That's why we do it daily. 24-hour period can go by, and we can have a hard heart. We check each other, just like we check oil on our equipment. We need to check each other's spiritual oil. How you doing, brother? How you doing, sister? Are you walking with God? What you read in the Bible today? How's your prayer life? Not to be a policeman, but to be a brother that exhorts and encourages each other. So all these things are our daily duties. Prayer, taking up the daily cross, continuing in one accord, teaching, winning souls, preaching Jesus, searching the scriptures, discussing the scriptures, carrying the responsibility of the church, and exhorting one another daily. Well, you think about these things and refer to it and learn what this means and follow Jesus. God bless your day. If there's anything we can do for you, 099 will give you entrance to a message box. You can leave us a message. And grace and peace be to you today.